Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel, and we're holding the final word on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks Raminu, I have a kasha. And the kasha is going to be a stira Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish. Just to remind ourselves, what did Reish Lakish say yesterday? We'll go back around 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Well, you'll see in the middle of the line, the Gemara brings Omer Reb Yoichanan. And as you recall, at the end of yesterday's shir, let's just remind ourselves, we have two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk is, Loisoichal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. And then I have another pasuk, U-basar basoda treifa loisoichelu. What do I learn from those two psukim? Everybody agrees, both Reb Yoichanan and Reish Lakish, that from the pasuk loisoichal hanefesh im habasar, I learned the din of Avram and Achai. Both of them agreed that from the pasuk uvaser basoda treifa loisoichelu, I learned the din of you're not allowed to eat the basar, which is treifa. Treifa meaning that after you did a perfect shechita, you noticed that unfortunately there was a simen tarfus, such as a sircha in the lungs. How do I know you're not allowed to eat from that behema? From that second pasuk of Vasa Basada Treifel Yisachel. The machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, what about Basar Min HaChai? Basar Min HaChai is similar to, but different than, Avram Min HaChai. As you recall, we've learned in the past, Avram Min HaChai, that means that you're eating Basar, Gidim Va'atzamois, which all together are a shear of at least a kizayis. Basar Min HaChai means that you're eating strictly Basar, and that basar was the shear of the kezayis, even though you didn't have any gidin vatzamais. So these are two separate isurim. The question is, this din of basar min achai, where do you learn it from? Do you learn it from the first pasuk, l'soichal nefesh im ha-basar? Or do you learn it from the second pasuk, uvasar basar treifa loy soichel? What difference does that make? The difference will make it if you're going to go and be over both isurim at the same time. So Zokti Yimar, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, 10 lines from the bottom. Lo yisoichal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, ze Avram min achai. U-basar basar ha-treifa lo yisachelu, ze basar min achai. U-basar min ha-treifa. So we see very clearly, Rabbi Yochanan says, the basar min achai is from the second pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, lo yisoichal ha-nefesh im ha-basar, ze Avram min achai. Same as Rabbi Yochanan. But now, says Reish Lakish, it also includes basar min achai. That's for the basar min hatreifa. Avol evi min achai. I'm sorry. Period. So that's the machleg between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara says, what's the practical nafkimina? Ochal evi min achai ubasar min achai. A person ate both a kezayis of evi min achai and a kezayis of basar min achai. Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim because he was over two separate isurim. Reb Shimon Lakish in Chayiv Ella Achas. He's only going to be Chayiv one because I learned both from the same pasuk. Eiv Menachai, Basim Menachai. I learned from the same pasuk, so it's like eating two kizei sechelif. I'm not going to say Be'elam Achas because then Barry's going to jump on me and say, "No, we're not talking about Be'elam. We're talking about he's doing it, but Mezid Maskim." So the point is, according to Reb Yochanan, you ate Eiv Menachai, Basim Menachai, Chayiv Shtayim, two separate isurim. Reish Lakish ain't a chayv al achas because he was just marbe b'shiurim. He ate two kezesim of the same pasuk of the same iser. Ochel basam and a chay ubasam and a treifa. What happens if he ate the two basars, basam and a chay, basam and a treifa? Reb Shimon Lakish chayv shtayim because Reish Lakish says you learn basam and a chay from the first pasuk. Reb Yochanan in chayv al achas because he holds that you learn both basam and a chay and basam and a treifa from the second pasuk. Good. Now, the crucial case for our limud today, ochel evi min achai u basar min ha-treifa, he ate evi min achai, that's certainly the first iser, basar min ha-treifa, that's the second iser, livri ha-kol chayv shtayim, no machlokes, everybody agrees, or oive two separate iser. So that's all pretty straightforward. Freitimar urminu, on this final case of the evi min achai u basar min ha-treifa, where you said that everybody means both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold Chayiv Shtayim. Or a minute. Same case now. Ochel Avram and Achayim and a Treifa. Oh, from a treifa animal, he ate eiver min hachai. So that's the third case. That's the case that we just had now. What did we say? What does our Gemara say? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Shtayim. Perfect. Shlokish Amar. Ein Chayiv Ala Achas. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. That's exactly the same. Elib Shimon Lokish Kasha. Yesterday he said Chayiv Shtayim. This morning he says Chayiv Achas. Now make up your mind. What's going on? Amar Rabbi Yosef Loi Kasha Sinishveh. Kam Behema Achas. Kam Bishtei Behemesit. Ventzach. When he ate the Eiv Men Chayiv and the treifa together, did he eat it from the same animal or from two different animals? What difference does that make? Sigmar is going to explain. B'shtei behemis is mechayiv. Two behemis is certainly mechayiv, because he ate evim and achayiv from animal one, and then he ate a treifa from animal two. So then no question, everybody agrees, yechayiv shtayim. Shtayim b'behema achayiv shtayim. Ben behema achas pligi. What happens, however, if you're talking about the very same behema that you first severed an aver from that behema, ready to go and eat it, and then afterwards somebody tells you, oh, by the way, this behema happens to be a treifa. How do you know that it's a treifa? Look at the leg. One of the legs happens to be severed. It was amputated above the arkuva yoina, or in the middle of the tzoyma sagidim, or any one of the treifas that we spoke about in the past, where it's a treifa, and he decides he's going to eat it anyway. Okay? So that's the machlekt. So what is the svara of the machloikis? When this behema was originally born, when it originally left its mother's stomach, at that moment it became treif. How did it become treif? Because whoever was assisting in the birth of this animal, when put too much pressure on the head, and unfortunately made a hole in the krumshel moyach. Or whatever it was, it doesn't matter. The point is that the tarfus came together at the same time as the birth of this animal. So what difference does that make? Mar seva behema b'chayel le'evorim oimedes v'isr treifa v'isr eivir b'hadi hadodi ka'osi. One man the other, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, holds that at the time the behema is born, it's le'evorim oimedes. What does that exactly mean, levarim emedes? So Rashi explains. You have the din of Eivir Menachai. What do you oiver an Eivir Menachai? Obviously, when you go and cut off that Eivir, and you eat from it, and the behemoth was not geshochten, so therefore you oiver Eivir Menachai. Clearly. Question is that now the inception of the Isser vis-a-vis this behemoth, when you did the cutting and severing of the aver, and then you ate from it? Or do you look upon the animal when it was born as if it was a whole bunch of aver menachais, assuming that an animal has 248 avarim like a human being? I don't know that that's the case, but just as an assumption. Then look upon this animal as if it's already 248 avarim, aver menachais at that time. So you think to yourself, what difference does it make? He's not eating it now. You're right. But if you hold that behemah b'chayel le'evorim emedes, that means that the evim menachai iser was created at the inception of the birth of this animal. And hopefully I'll never eat from that evim menachai. But theoretically I could have eaten from it. It would be an iser chas v'sholem. So therefore the Gemara is telling us that the two isurim were created simultaneously. The iser of evim menachai, even though this behemah is totally intact, and hopefully nobody will ever sever a piece from this animal and eat from it, but the Isser is present in front of our faces. Therefore, that's already the Isser Aver at the time of the birth. And it was Nitrafa Mitzias Ruba, it became Treif at the same time when the animal was born. So then both of them were Chal Bahadi Hadodi Bebas Achas. You don't have a problem of Isser Chal Al Isser, says Rabbi Yochanan, you're Chayef. Says Rish Lakish, Umar Saba, Behemah B'chayel, Lav Leivorim Oimedes. Why do you look upon this animal as if it's 248 Eivim Menachais? Hopefully nobody's ever going to go and sever a piece, and it'll never be an Isser Eivim Menachai. V'le Osi Isser Eivir Chayel Al Isser Treifa. When does the Eivim Menachai Isser apply to this animal and to this individual? When a year later, 5 years later, he cuts off an aver from the animal. and of course he eats from it. That's when you have the inception of the Isser Eved Min HaChai, vis-a-vis this animal and this individual. But guess what? The tarfus happened already a year ago, 5 years ago, when the animal was born. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. And therefore, you're only going to be chayiv that first Isser and not the second Isser. So, bottom line is, we already have now one pshat to end for the stira, Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish of yesterday was talking about two separate behemoths, and you ate them at the same time, you're chayiv shtayim. Today we're talking about one behemoth. And the question is, when did the Isser, what was the inception of the Isser? Is the inception at the time?
You have to say, Bahulod the Nitrifer, yeah. Or it doesn't make a difference, long as before he cut it off. I mean, this akimta have to do with Bailod and Ifrit Nitrifa?
100%. That was the first time.
What happens if a year later is...
That's going to be the next time. Oh. So, to this stira, we've already gone through Teretz 1, but as you will see, in Miyat Hashem, we're going to have four Tirutzim all together to answer the stira, Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish. So clearly, what's the reason why over here we have a machloikis at the top of the Amud? Because it's talking about that as soon as the animal was born, its head started coming out, or roif started coming out, it became treif already at that moment. So if you hold behemah b'chayel evar moimedes, so then the aver menachai ister was created at that moment, as well as the tarfus was created at that moment. B'hadi adodi, it's b'basachas. Therefore, you don't have a problem. Isser chal isser, both isurim happen at the same time. The other man says, no. There's no din of evorim at that time. When is the din of evorim? Only later on, when you decide to go and cut off an aver. Now you've created an aver menachai. But this behemoth was already treif a year ago, 5 years ago. Oh, ain't isser chal isser, and that's why he says, Reish Lakish, only chayiv achas. So that was teretz number one to the steer. V'yiboy yisei meteretz number two. Kif gimel omer aleph. About a quarter down the omer. V'yiboy yisei metekeli alma behem v'chayel lav levarim emedes. Everybody agrees, no. The Isser Eved Min HaChai is only created when you create the Isser. In other words, logically it makes a lot of sense. Eved Min HaChai is totally different than, for instance, eating chazer. Kodesh Baruch Hu created an animal called a chazer. As soon as it's created, it's already osur. Eved Min HaChai doesn't become osur until you go and sever a limb from the animal and you eat it. Hopefully nobody will ever do that, so therefore you won't have the creation of that Eved Min HaChai. So that's why we have the Shaila, since Eved Min HaChai requires a person to do something to go and sever that limb. Well, it doesn't have to be the person did it, could have been an accident, and a limb got severed, but it requires something later on in life, so to speak. So the question is, do I say that it's levarim medes at the ready at the time it was born, only after you or somebody else did something? So we might say, a second shot, kuliyam mehim v'chiyel lav levarim medes. Eivar menachai is only created when you cut and eat the eivar menachai. Oh, so now the Macy Isser Eivar Mechal Isser Treifa Kamiflegi. The Treifa happened at the outset, like the Gemara said before. Kigon Shenitrefa Amitzias Ruba. When the animal was born, it already became Treifa at that time. So, clear we know the line of demarcation vis-a-vis that Isser was at the time of birth. Here, however, what happened, since everybody holds the Behemachia, lovely for him in Medes, so the Eivar Menachai is only going to be created later on. So b'eisei iser eiver mechal iser treifa kamifli mar sovar osi iser eiver chayil al iser treifa. Yes, the iser of eiver can be chal on the iser of treifa. So therefore, I'm going to be chayiv shtayim. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Omar sovar yosi iser eiver chayil al iser treifa. No, since the iser eiver is only coming later on in life, it's not chal. Ein iser chal al iser. What's the svar of Rabbi Yochanan that iser eiver is chayil al iser treifa? So you remember we had yesterday and before, because Isser Eiv is considered to be more chomer. Why is it more chomer, Brother Shai? Because?
Because the Noach came from Noach, not the Esther Noach, that's what it came to Bnei Israel.
And since Eved Min HaChai is not only people are chayiv, but even not people, not only Yidden are chayiv, but even non-Jews are chayiv. How do I know that they're chayiv? Because we learned the initial halacha of Eved Min HaChai not from Lisoichel Nefesh Shem Basar, But from a pasuk in Parshas Noach, when the people came out of the teva, already at that time, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, what's the lashon? The pasuk. No, that's talking about kiddushim. Ach, baser benafshei domo lo yisechayilu. Pasuk in Parshas Noach, when they came out, yes, you're allowed to go and eat all different types of animals and stuff. But baser nafshei bedomo lo yisechayilu. Don't eat it when the baser and the nefesh and the dam is still intact. That's a din of Eber Menachai, Dam Menachai, and Basa Menachai, etc. Ah, so since the Bnei Noach also have the din of Eber Menachai is considered to be more chomor than the din of Treifa. So this one, the Yom HaHol, that it's Chal, that's Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish doesn't hold that. Okay, that's Teretz number two. Now, Teretz number three, V'boi Yisema. The Kuliyam V'Beim V'Chayel Evorim Emeretz. Everybody agrees that already when it's born, it's already le'evar. So therefore, the Eivim Menachai is already at the very inception of this animal's birth. This is the Mechitin's Teretz from before. Not that it became treif at the time of birth, it became treif later on. There was some sort of trauma, accident, or whatever. And so therefore, the Isser of Eivim Menachai came as soon as it was born. Treifa only came later. Umeisi iser treifa chayla iser eiver kamifagi. So the machloek is the iser treifa going to be chal on the iser eiver menachai? Mar seva osi b'chayil. One man the yomer says yo. The iser treifa is going to be chal on the iser eiver.
Even
treifa is b'chasinai. I mean it. Mar seva li osi b'chayil. The other man the yomer says it's not going to be chal. Oh, so according to this version of the story, treifa is even more chomor than Eiver Menachai. That's true. But what happens if you want to end for this, even according to Man Yom that holds, then Ein Esachal Lisser? So you have to find that this is somehow more Chomer in some fashion. So the question is, can you find me a Chumra by Treifus that you cannot find by Eiver Menachai? Zogni Mafarshim? Yes. By Eiver Menachai, you don't necessarily have to have an Eiver Menachai. Just make sure don't cut it, or if you cut it, just don't eat from it. Mashenkin legabi treifus is a treif which is irrevocable. Once a behemoth is declared treif, because there's a krum shel moyach, there's a nitnik of krum shel moyach, there's a sirch in the lungs, or whatever, there's no way to mesaken it. So this is kind of a permanent iser, and that's why that is chal on top of the eivim.
So how could you fix eivim menachai?
Just don't go and eat from the eivim menachai. In other words, this behemoth, you cannot go and fix it. There's no remedy for it. Eivim Menachai, just don't go and cut it off. Or if it's meduldul, hold it back, and maybe you can go and bring a doctor with medications, and you can fix it. Anyway, so that's third pshat. Now we have the fourth pshat, Rava Amar. Kigoin shetolash mi mena eivir v'torfa boy. Oh, he was the one that created the Eivim Menachai, and he was the one that created that it's going to become treif. For instance, we have the gabe, the behema, where you sever it at the tzoymes hagidin. A person went and he took a knife and he cut the animal in the leg at the tzoymes hagidin. Kuliyama moida, that makes it treif. And at the same time, he went and took that leg, which is now severed from the animal, and he ate from it. Oh, so now the iser eivim menachai and the iser of treifa happened b'hadi adadi at the same time. Ma'ariz of behema v'chiyah le'ivorim. Here it says Eino Emedes. It really should be Lav Leivorim Emedes. It's the same thing, but that's the Loshon Gemara is Lav Leivorim Emedes. And so therefore, the Eivim Menachai was not there at the inception of the birth of this animal. It only came at the time that he actually cut Tolish Mimena Eiver. So is there Eiver? Is there Treiv Bahari Adodi Kaasi? It's Basachas. Basachas. It's Chal. Omar Sevei Mechayel Leivorim Emedes. And therefore, the Eivim Menachai started at the time that it was born. And now he does an Issa Treifa later on by cutting it and making it into a Treifa. We don't say Issa Chal Issa, and therefore you only have one Issa and not two Issa. See, we had four different Pshatim, all very similar, and this for emphasis, Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish. And from here to the bottom of the Amid, we're going to have a very, very similar discussion. All we're going to do is we're going to add one more fact to our fact pattern. And that is that this person who ate Eiv Menachai, he ate it with schmaltz. But not schmaltz that you buy in the store. He ate chela from that same behemoth. In other words, Eva Menachai is not so betamed to go and eat gidim batzomais and a little bit of basa to make it shmaltzik. He went and he ate chalif together with it at the same time. Oh, and it was, of course, from a behema treifa. So now I have three isurim all happening at the same time. The top of the omer we had Ochal, Eiver Menachai, Min HaTreifa. Now we're talking Eiver Menachai, Mit Chalev, Min HaTreifa. Now we have, there's a Grisa Machmed Eid. He wants to make sure to be Eiver.
Sorry? What does Rashi say? Rishlok Shlovrein is a Treifa and a Prophet. It's a Rashi, it's Shenitra Velachem.
Which Rashi are we?
Shenitra Velachem.
Kigon Shenitra Velachem, Mika. Oh, in the middle of the Amid. Okay, my Mechit asked, we should just take a quick look at the Rashi halfway down the Amid. Going to nitra for the achamikan. Rabbi Yochanan Sover iser chal al iser. The Yossi iser treva v'chayil al iser ever menachai. Not mechaim. It's a mistake. V'chayil al iser ever menachai. Okay, so the nitra was achamikan. The ever was already at the time of birth, so became treva later. So he holds that the iser treva can be chal on the iser ever menachai. V'shloki Sover ein iser treva chal al ebhema adjuti shochei. The iser treva is only going to be chal until it's going to be kishachted. Why? The iser mitlatoli v'koi. V'chipoka iser chiyus asi iser treva v'chayil. So the God made the case of why does Rish Lakish hold ein iser treva chalal v'hema achati shachet? Because the iser is only going to be when you shecht it, and then it becomes treif. Until you shecht it, it's going to shtu. At the outset, all you have is eiver menachai. If the behema dies, then it's going to become an avela. When will it have the full shame of treifa? When you shecht it.
Because then you could check it. Then you could be kedika.
Good. No, the issa mitla toilet v'koi. So the issa is waiting and hiding.
That means
that's relachem ikan. V'chipoka issa chias. When the issa eva menachai ended, because that's when you shechted it, then also issa treifa chai, then the treifa is going to chal in its place. Issa chias might
take. Issa chias.
Then might take the eva menachai.
If treifa is chas later, you don't know if it's treifa. You have to check first.
See, the treifa will only be chal after that.
No, it has nothing to do. Even if you know, if you don't know, you don't know. You can know beforehand too. That you can know beforehand.
If the leg is amputated, zaymendach. Nothing happened. Okay, so let's start the next week. Gemara, and you'll see we're talking about three isurim now. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ochal chaylev min hachay min hatreifa. The chaylev, a kazayis of chaylev. It was min hachay, meaning together with an aver min hachay, together with a kazayis of treifa. What is he? Well, v'usuk Rabbi Yochanan chay shtay. Why only two? So you don't understand why, right? This is what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said to the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omle Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami now addresses Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and he says to him, "Filei Mamar Shulish, why are you selling it two? Should be three. Shani Oimer, I, meaning, this is Rabbi Ami speaking, when I quote in the Heilige Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, I always said that Rabbi Yochanan said Shulish. In other words, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Ami, both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba is quoting Rabbi Yochanan too. And Rabbi Ami says, anytime I'm learning this sugya, I always quote our Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan that he said three. It manami, not only did I say it, but Amr Rabbi Yochanan, our third colleague, our third Talmud, he also said, so it's kind of two against one. So afraid you more by my commitment. Obviously, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was no katla kanyadik. If he said it's two, he must have had a basis. And now the Gemara goes through the same type of analysis that we went until now at the top of the Amid. The Gemara gives a couple of answers. Keep going. Shenitrefa im yitzias ruba. It became treifa at the time the animal came out. In other words, as this animal was born, it became treifa at that time. Mandi Omer Sholish, the one that holds three, kosavar, behema bechayel leivorim oimedes. So therefore, as soon as it's born, you already look at the animal as if you have 200 eiver menachais staring you in the face. And therefore, Isra of chaylev, the Isra of eiver, and the Isra of treifa, or bahadiyah dodika asa. When the animal was born, there was already shmaltz chaylev in this animal. And the animal was born, already had 248 Eivorim, Eivor Menachais, and at the same time, it was Nitrefo B'Shas Masik, Nitrefo Mitzias Ruba. So all three, the Ibad Yadadi Kasi, it's not a question of Issachal Isser, it's Be'Basachas, and then for Yechayev, all three. Why do you look upon this behemoth as being 248 evar? Oh, you're right, itaki is 248 evar. Assuming that an animal is the same number of evar like people. Right, let's assume. Let's assume. So he says when an animal is born, why do you look upon it as 248 evar? You look at the animal as a ganza animal. When will the evar menachai iser begin? When you sever and you cut off a piece of a limb of this animal. But until that time, it's gunish. And therefore, there's no iser evar menachai. However, the iser chelev, the iser treifa, ikka, because it was just born, it was chelev mit iser treifa.
Chelev was before, chelev is always.
The Gemara is assuming that when it comes out. Because when, even inside the mummy. So you can go and say it became treifa inside the mummy also. Kenzana was born with a birth defect. Right? Like born with five.
When does it get shaped? When the behemoth gets the chelev by shas right away, or after lagidim at some? I don't know.
Yeah, so erech and zelbatzad. So look, so those two you see him ikka, and therefore says Yomara isa even lanachamul. Lav before my medes v'isa chelev v'isa trei for ikka isa ever loy osi chayil. And therefore, the Isra Eva is only going to happen later on. Why? Because only when he's going to cut it off, because Lav Levorim Emeret. And therefore, Ain Isra Chal this, and that's why you only have two, and you don't have three. V'yiboy Yisema Pshat, number two. V'kul Yama Be'imachia Lav Levorim Emeret. Ah, so it's not Eva Menachai until you actually sever that limb years later. Can the Isra Eva Menachai be Chayil on those two pre-existing Isurim of Chelev and Treif? Mar Sava Ozi Chayil, yes it can. And we said before, a good svar of the reason why Eiv Menachai according to... Because it's...
Chomer.
It's Chomer. Why is it Chomer? Afil B'mei Noyach. Mar Sava Ozi Chayil. No, the Eiv Menachai will not be Chal on it, and therefore, Ein Isra Chal Isra, you only have two and not three.
Why
look, because it's Shbasachas. B'boy Yisayim L'kul Yal L'Beim B'chei Yal Eiv Orim Menes. Everybody hold Beim B'chei Yal. Your levarim, as soon as it's born, you have 248 evar menachais. We're going to nitzvah liachem. It wasn't become treifa as soon as it came out midirechem. It only became treifa a year later. It was walking down the street. The car went into cut the tumas agid and became a treifa. Oh, it's an old geborn shpeis. No, may say it's a treifa. Mechala is a evar kamitzi. Mar sava osi chayil. One man the yom holds that it is chal. Midi dehava achelev. The Omer Mar, Hatoyra Omer Yovi Isser Nevela Yochel al Isser Chelev, Yovi Isser Trefa Yochel Isser Chelev. What is the Gemara referring to? We have a pusik in the Torah. Everybody knows you're not allowed to go and eat dam of an animal, and you're not allowed to eat chelev of an animal. What happens if the animal dies, and a person eats now the chelev of that animal? Shteitach and pusik, and my Gemara have is Ois Beis in Torah Ora Sholem. I don't know if you have that, but in Ois Beis says in the pasuk v'chelev nefeila v'chelev treifa ye'ase lechol melacha v'achal loyseichluhu. The chelev of nefeila and chelev treifa ye'ase lechol melacha. It's not aser b'hanor. It's muter b'hanor. You also learn from that, but it's also not mitamei. And v'achal loyseichluhu, but you're not allowed to go and eat it. Now, why does the Torah have to add the words v'achal loyseichluhu? Versteitzich is the chaylev. Are you allowed to eat chaylev?
No.
Steitzich and pusik. Kol chaylev, kol dam, lo yisei chaylev. Beturach nishas and kachaylev. So why is the pusik repeating v'ochel yisachlu? Zong chazal, the ochel yisachlu comes to tell you that not only does it have an iser chaylev, but it has now a new iser of treifo or nevela that's chal, and on that you're not allowed to eat it. So I have two isurim. Chaylev nevela. It's chaylev of nevela, not chaylev of a regular, normal animal. You shachted, it's kusher, and you eat chelev. Of course that's awesome. But even if it's a chelev nevela, or it's a chelev treifa, also, ochel lo yisei chlu. Nefeshteitzach, the chelev. Come to tell you that there's an iser nevela and iser treifa, which is chal on the iser of chelev. Therefore, says our Gemara, that ma'a sova osi chayel, midi dava chelev di omar ma'a. Just like we find, kol ha-teira kulu agabe chelev, that it's chal. The Torah says, in other words, that the nevela
Yisrachal is Megala.
Exactly. In the case of Chaylev, Yisrachal al Yisr. Domamar, Hatrida Omra, Yovi Yisr Nevela, Yochal Yisr Chaylev, Yovi Yisr Trefa, Yochal Yisr Chaylev. So just like the Trefa is Chayl on the Yisr Chaylev, the Yisr of Eivim Menachai is also Chal on the Yisr of Chaylev. That's why, according to this pshat, you have the three isurim altogether. Just starting again, just going over it. Yeah. Seven lines to the bottom. So Eben Menachai is there. We're going to the Tavlachim, he kind of became Trefa later on. Will the Isser Trefa be Chal on the Isser of Eiver Min Hachai?
What's the Tachkub of Mesa Isser?
Mesa means it's Kivet. Mesa or Ubichal. Nobody. Mesa Isser Trefa Umechel. Will the Isser Trefa come and be Chal on the Isser Eiver Kamifi? Attach itself. Mar Seva Osi Chayel. Yes, it's Chal. Why is it Chal? Why do I say that Isser Trefa is Chal on the Isser Eiver? Mida Da'ava Chalev. Just like I find by Chalev, by Nevelim et Trefa. The Yoma Mar Tari, Omri Yavi Isser Nevelim, Yochel Isser Chalev. The Yavi Isser Trefa, Yochel Isser Chalev. So just like the Trefa can be Chal on the Isser of Chalev, the Trefa can also be Chayev on the Isser of the Eiver Min Ha'chai. The Eider Chalev, who the Chayev? Why? Because the Isser of Chalev happens to be more kal vis-a-vis the Isser of Eivim and Achai. In which respect is it more kal? Because you don't have the Isser of Chalev by a Chaya. You only have the Isser of Chalev by a Bahaima. How do I know? Look at the top, Rashi. Hutta Mechlaloi Eitzel Chaya. So therefore, since in a sense Chalev is a more lenient type of Isser, so the Trefa can be Chal on it. After all, it's the I'm sorry, Nachamu?
And it says Chai Shnayim, it doesn't seem to be on all fours. Because you're Chai of one Karis in your car, one Chadras, and you're Chai of one Malkus.
What happens if you give Hasra for all three? Hasra for all three, then you go and get Malkus for all three. Remember, we had the choices about this earlier on in the Masechta. Brings from the Gemara to end the Masechta's Malkis. What the Gemara says over there, that any time that you have a Chiv of Koris, and you gave a Hasra la Malkis, you get the Malkis, and then you put it from the Koris. But the Koris.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a Machloikis Masechta's Malkis. But anyway, anytime you have that in our Masechta, it goes in a sense. Okay. Yeah, let's look to Ariel. So you have the question.
So if we were also to include Achilas Dam, is it conceivable that a person can get four sets of Malkus?
Yes. And not only that, if he doesn't make a brucha before he eats, we'll give him pech too. Question, should you make a brucha on something which is treif? Okay, that's a separate problem. But let's talk about, do you see the bottom of the Amid, my good friend Ariel?
I'm sorry?
Do you see the bottom of the Omid here, Kuf Gimel Omid Beis, here, bottom of the Omid?
Yes.
We're starting tomorrow, Mietchim, a new Perek. What is the new Perek all about? Basa B'cholav. So what happens after he's taking this Eiver Menachai, with the Chelem Menachai, with the Trefa, and you added the Dam, and then he pours some milk on top of it, and he eats it all together, he'd be Chayiv Taka 4. 100% right. Exactly. All right, so we continue on. Okay, well, we're going to until here. Don't be upset.
No,
okay, well. Tomorrow, it's awesome. Let's go. Okay, everybody's okay.
Ariel has a good point. Ariel has a good point.
Wait, Basar, Bechol, the Dam, that would add up to five, no?
Basar and Cholav and Dam. When you eat Basar Bechol, you get two Malkus, you get one Malkus.
One Malkus.
It has two components. But you can't go and get Malkus because of the Basar and because of the Cholav. You get one patch for both of them together. One set of patch, 39.
No, Basar, the Cholav, Chalev, Dam, Eiver, Minachai, what else? Is there Trefa today? Trefa, so doesn't that amount to five?
So let's add that all together. Basar, Cholav is what? Dam is two. Chalev is three. Trefa is four. Eiver, Minachai is five. Very good. Beautiful. So in other words, we started off the Gemara that we have three. You said, let's go and add Dam. That's four. And then I said, you're 100% right, and if you added milk, then it would be five altogether. So if I said four, you're right, it's five. Shkoyach. That's all the case of the Chalev, because the Chalev is Hutter Mechlaloi Eitzel Chayim. Eva Deloi Hutter Mechlaloi. There is no difference between Eva and Achai, between an Behema. Or between Achaya, so therefore it's a much stronger Isser. So the Isser of Trefa will not be Chal on the pre-existing Isser of Avram and Achai. That's why we had a Machloikas, the Tribyoichan, whether it's three or whether it's. If a shteit zay get, if it's not nish for shteit. We started off a machlokes. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold if a person ate chaylev together with treifa, together with avim and achai? Or so you chay three or two. So Gemara explained what's the base of the machlokes. This final pshat, the Gemara says, is talking about that the Isser Treifus only was happened later on in life. The behemoth was born normal. Yeah. It had chela from the very inception. It had an Ava from very inception.
A car accident.
So the Treifa chal on those two other Isser. So Gemara said, what madach Treifus chal on Isser Chelev? How do I know? Because it says in the Pasuk, v'chelev neveidu, v'chelev treifal, ochel isachlu. So I see that the Isser of Treif is chal on the Chelev. Migadr is chal on the Chelev, it's also chal on the Aver Menachai. That was, so therefore, how many Isurim you have? You have three altogether. Zoktach this teret, that's very good, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to those that hold, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's three. What about the Man Diyom, Rabbi Chibar Abba, that says it's only two? He says that, when do I say treif is chal taka on chaylev? Because chaylev is a much more Isur kal. Why is it Isur kal? It's only by behemoth and not by chay. We don't have to talk about that. We only have to talk about this. So we have now the chilek between chaya and between behema. It is chal only by behemas. There is no issa chayla by chaya. So that's why the issa treifa can be chal on it, because it's such a lenient issa. On the other hand, when you talk about Eva Menachai is all over by behemas and chayas. So maybe treifa cannot be chal on it, and ain't issa chal. Okay. Anyway, so that's the end of that shtikla, and now we start a brand new shtikla. And this new shayla the Gemara is going to ask is a very, very mechudish shtikla shayla, which l'chayra is hard to understand. But we'll see. Ki asur avdimi. Whenever the Gemara says ki asur avdimi, usually it says after that ki asur ravin, because those two were talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. They lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they came to Chutz Laaretz. They came to Bavel. So when Rav Dimi came,
you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael.
Were they allowed to? You're not. We're talking about that they left. Maybe they were kidnapped and they were schlepped. Maybe they were going there for two and yanim. You're allowed to.
Lisa Isha,
Lil Matoira.
Yeah,
a person is not always zeichet to learn from all rebbes. Or the Gemara said that we had it earlier in Otsa Bruches that there's an Indian to learn from multiple rebbeim. You shouldn't just be
one.
When it comes to Gabi Girsa, it says you should learn from one Rebbe. So you should always have the same Girsa. Because at that time they didn't have printed Gemaras. So you want to make sure.
Consistent.
However, the Gabi Limud, you want to be able to. You want the Briska Derech, you want the Mira Derech, you want this Derech. You know, it's good to broaden your thoughts. Anyway, Sikyasar of Dimi Omar. Boy Minei Reb Shimon bin Lakish Mer Rabbi Yochanan. By Unz in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question, the Gabi. Eiver min hachai. Cholkoi mi bachutz mahu. The person wants to be over this iser of Eiver min hachai. And he has a full Eiver, which was the shear of a kezayis. If he would take the whole Eiver of a kezayis, put it in his mouth, swallow it all down at one time, and of course it was Asra, mit Edom, clearly he'd be over on the iser of Eiver min hachai, and he'd get malchus for it. There's no question about that. However, what happened was, he decided to go and take his fork and knife and to split the Eiver min hachai into two pieces. First, he ate a half a kezayis. No, we're talking at the same time. He ate a half a kezayis at 9 o'clock. He swallowed it down. At 9:01, he ate the second half a kezayis. So, is it mitzarif or not? Now, you're thinking to yourself, I'm sorry? Exactly right. So what Brother Barry reminds us is that when you want to talk about eating a full shear, ask Mikhtay Achilas Pras. How much is Kdei Achilas Pras? 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, a different machlokes and exactly how that long, what the length is. But you have to eat with Kdei Achilas Pras. So if you only eat a half a kezayis at 9 o'clock and your second half a kezayis at 10 o'clock, according to everybody, it's beyond Kdei Achilas Pras. You don't get malchus. Do you get an Isser? Avad, you get an Isser. Is the Isser Minatoira or Midrabanan? That's the Gemara. End of Yuma, Machloik is whether Chutz Yishir is Usa Minatoira or Usa Minatoira. Right. Okay. Anyway, what happens over here is the person is eating the entire Eiver min hachai in one setting during the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, but he takes He cuts it, eats the first half of kazayis, a minute later eats the other half of kazayis. So you say to yourself, no, that's normal. Normally people don't stuff it. Well, there are people that stuff themselves, but most normal people go and you first eat a small bite, you chew it, you swallow it, delicious, and then you take your second bite, and only after two bites, then it becomes a full kazayis. But Rish Lakish asked, what's the status of Kabi Ibn Menachai? If you took two bites, are you chayv? So what's the shaila, says Rashi? Every iser, you do it normally in two bites, unless you stuff yourself down. So why is here different? So Rashi says, because the Eivim Menachai is mechudish. What's the chidish? That you're only chayv when you eat basar ginim ba'at samais. So I might have thought that you have to eat them all simultaneously, the entire kazayis, you stuff it down your throat all at once. If you split it up, efshanish, let's see the Rashi. Rashi, the top. Chelka mibachutz. What happens? He took the kzayis, Eivim Menachai, cholak or chilek lishnayim, koidim shi'itnen l'toichbe. Before he put it into his mouth, cut it. V'ochel zeh levad. He ate the first half of kzayis on its own. V'akachetz yesheni. Then he ate the second half of kzayis. Mouth. Zuk Rashi. Mi mitzitar v'lechiyu v'kechol shar isurim. The kaimel on the mitzitar v'shira yilechatzoy betoich. Kedei achilas praz. Do you say, of course he's chayiv. He ate two half a kazaisim within the 4 minutes. Nevado, so what's the shayla? Oy dilma, kivin the chidishu, the beginim vat somis, the alma loy mechayiv alayu. When you normally eat a regular, not a git, a nosher, but a regular git, or a regular etzer, there's no problem with that. V'hocha mechayiv, but here, by adding them to ashtikul basar, and now you have a whole kazayis of aver menachai, which is basar, gitim vat somis. Wow, here, I didn't eat basar, I ate ginim batzomis, that's not even royal, it's not royal achila to go and eat and etch them. The alma means for the ganze welt, where you're not talking about eiver menachai. If you're eating lemushel, an etzem of a treifa, or you're eating an etzem of a nevela, so trashy you'd be butter. Why? Because it's not royal achila, eating a bone. Zuk right to Rashi. The eima ein lecha boy elechidushoy, I would think that it has to be in ganzen mechudish. What means in ganzen mechudish? V'chi ochale b'bas achas. If you eat all three together, what are all three? Basar ginim batamais mechayiv. Destam achila b'bas achas mashma. Avel chatzoy loy. But if you split it up in half, efshenish. So it's because it's mechudish, that's why we have the shayla over here. We don't ask the same shayla, the gabi eating two chutzi zaisim of chazer, or of busa mechulav, or of chaylev, or anything else, because here it's mechudish. The Gemara wants to know chalke mechutz mal amalei. So now says Rabbi Yochanan, pilip poloim potter yataka potter. Since you didn't eat him a basachas, you ate in two bites. You're potter. We're not finished yet. Don't get too nervous. Mimefnim mai. Now until now we spoke about mibachutz. What means mimefnim? Says Rashi, yataka took the whole kizayis and you put it into your mouth, and you started chewing it, and instead of going and swallowing it all down at one time, you first swallowed half of it, and then a second later, you swallowed the second half. But that's what he means.
In your mouth already.
Look at the next Rashmi Bifnim. It's right there before you go and give that swallow. He said, I'm not going to, it's pasnish. All at one time, I'm going to look like a glutton, like a chazer. Or I'm going to look like an Eivir Menachai. So he went and he chewed it in his mouth, and then he left half of it behind, and he swallowed the other half, and then he swallowed the second half. So question is, what's the Amalei Chayv? Then you are Chayv. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? The Choyra, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're only over if you swallow the whole thing, but Basachas, here he swallowed it in two halves. The Gemara is going to tell us in another couple of lines that the reason is because Nehena Groinoi Bikizayis. What does that mean? Every time the person eats an Isser, such as Chazer, or such as Chaylev, or whatever he's eating, Eivim Menachai, what is the real Isser? The Isser is when he's having the Hanoa from that Isser. What is the Hanoa? The Hanoa is what we would normally think of, the Me'ayim, Achilim may have been, because when it goes down to the stomach, now he says, that was delicious, I'm so stuffed, I can't eat anything more. And then he sees a Viennese table and he eats eight more desserts. But that's a separate story. So that's Achilles Meyav. But there's another Madiyam that's going to sell it. Then the Hanabi Groinai. As you put it into your mouth, you say, this really tastes good. even before you swallow it, you say, nom, 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 nom. Yeah, it's sweet, it's yeah, salty, it's succulent, it's the chocolate, it's good. So you, I think some of us can relate to this. So anyway, bottom line is that's the machloikis.
It's raw.
Okay, about to say. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, Zukti Gemara, why are you? He asked him, why you're chayv? That's the din. So bin bachut, Rabbi Yochanan said, potter. Bin mifnim is chayv. He also Ravin, right? Until now we had Ravdimi, and now we had Ravin coming down from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Omar. So in the first part, he said, Chilku Mechut is Potter. That's Taka with the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan said, Potter agreed. However, Mibifinim, that's already Machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayiv, not like my colleague Ravdimi said that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin that it was Potter, but rather, I'm sorry, but Mifnim he said it's Chayiv. Here he also said Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayiv. However, I'm adding to that the Reish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. He said, Omar Potter. Now the question, what's the machloik is? Rabbi Yochanan Machayiv, Hari Nena Groine, because I is, even though he swallowed it in two separate shifts, first he ate, he swallowed half, and then he swallowed the other half. However, the Hanoah was together one kizayis. Because since he only divided in his mouth after he already chewed part of it, and then he swallowed half, and then he swallowed the other half, oh, Zukti Gemara, but until he swallowed, he had a full kezayis in his mouth, and then Hanoah's groinai all came at the same time. Therefore, chayv. Mishlokeshama potter. The Iker Hanoah that we're talking about is not the Hanoah in the Goroin, the Hanoah is in the Beimli Ay. Chile b'meyev b'inan b'leka. You didn't have a full kezayis of the achila coming all down at the same time into the mayav, into his stomach, into the bnei meayim. Therefore, your potter. So, Freit Yimara, come on. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, heich mishkachas lo demachayv. How can you ever find that a person is chayv? Doesn't everybody go and chew and swallow a little bit and chew and swallow a little bit? What type of situation would you be chayv on even when chayv couldn't reach Lakish and it's all bebas achas? Amr of Kahana be grumisa ze'irta. The word grumisa means bone. You have the Gemara that talks about garmi. Here, grumisa ze'irta means a clenching of it. Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's Rabbi Yochanan who wanted to go. And in Menachem Uvel, he would go and say, Dein garma. Exactly right. Anyway, grumisa ze'irta means a clenching of it, a small little bone. On this small little bone, you had basar, gidim v'at samois, and it was so small, says Rashi. You don't even need to go and chew it. You just open your mouth and you just put it down into the food pipe and it goes down. Must be nice and slippery, so it's easy for you to go and slip it down. Sorry?
Don't choke on the bone?
This is such a small bone, you don't choke on it. If he did choke, then we'd call Atzula and Chaverim and Chavakadisha and all the rest. We're talking about Baruch Hashem, he didn't choke. So, Omer of Kahana Begrumi says, Irta, then you'd be chayiv in the case of Avim and Achai, because you did it all by Basachas, Ala Tzazamin, Givalt. For Blozer Omar, Afilah Chalkim Mechut, Nami Chayiv. Remember, we started off that was Rabbi Yochanan that said, Chalkim Mechut is Potter. And even Ravim, when he came, he said, Chalkim Mechut is Potter. So far, everybody holds that you divide it up into two portions on your plate, your Potter. No, he holds it, your Chayiv. Why? Mechusar kreva lav ki mechusar maisa dummy. Mechusar kreva means just the fact that you separated the kazayis into two separate pieces, so now you have a mechusar kreva. Until now they were one, and now you've divorced the two, you've separated the two, so it's mechusar kreva. Just heistishka mechusar maisa dummy. After all, he's eating consistently, continuously. He takes one bite, he takes another bite, and another bite. To go and say that that's considered to be two, three, four separate achilois is a shveres svara, says Reb Luzer. You see, Rashi says mechusa kreva, parallel to Argemara, shinisrachiku zem mizem at. We're not taking the other half a kezayis now from the refrigerator. The both half a kezayisim were on his plate. A moment ago they were one shtick, he cut it with his knife, now they're two pieces. So it was misrachik ma'at. That's lavke mechusar maisa dummy. Shloi ochal elechatzizayis. You're not going to go and say, oh, this person had two meals this morning. He first had one chutzizayis, and then a minute later he had a second chutzizayis. Come on, it's all one. So therefore, he respectfully disagrees with Reb Yochanan. Nu shtikl na. Om Reb Shimon Melakish. Kazayisha omru. When happens a person ate exactly a shir kazayis, and some of it got stuck between his teeth, Did you ever have something like that happen to you?
Yes,
that's why you have to constantly have to take these toothpicks to go and pick out pieces. So now, normally, if you eat more than a kazayas, so you have part stuck in your teeth, but the rest of it, you ate the whole kazayas. But here we're talking about some of it was left behind. Rav Shlomo Shlokher says, kazayas she'omer chutz mishel bein hashinayim. If you only put a kazayas, exactly, you measure the kazayas exactly, you put it into your mouth, you chewed it, and then you swallowed it, and then afterwards you find that there's some shtiklach left between your teeth, you don't get malchus because you didn't eat a full kazayas. Now you include the bein hashinayim as well. The Chayyur Rish Lakeh has the better of the argument with Rabbi Yochanan. Because the bottom line is he didn't go and swallow the whole thing. There's 2% left behind in his teeth. So in fact, Amripapa 999 Michel Benishinaim Kuliamali Plihi. That everybody agrees that you're potter from Malkis because you didn't eat a full kazayas. Ki Plihi Ben HaChanichai. Chanichai means in your palate, in your mouth, that some of it was stuck in front of the teeth and back of the teeth, but not in the teeth itself. Mar Sovar Hari Nehene Kuroine Bekazayas. Since all of this landed up into his mouth, and he went and he was chewing it all and he savored it. Nom, 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 nom. Oh, so he had hanov from the goreng. So even though some of it was left behind inside the mouth, I could care less. I'm not looking at what hit the bnei me'ayim. I'm only looking what he had hanov in his garden. He had hanov in the garden of Gansazach. And if you left some of it behind in your mouth, you're going to be potter because it didn't reach down to bnei me'ayim down below. New shtickle now. Omer Vasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Ochel chutzi zayis. He ate a half a kazayis of chaylev or whatever. Vehekiyoy, and then after that he regurgitated it, or in English he vomited. It never came out. Vichos viochel chutzi zayis acher. And now he ate a second chutzi zayis, and that went down to his stomach. We don't talk about what happened with it, but he ate it. So what happens now? He is chayv. Why is he chayv? After all, half of it came out. My time, Mahari Nehana Groina Bikazayas. Even though the first half didn't give him Hanos Me'ayim. The best Rai didn't give us Hanos Me'ayim because he regurgitated it. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosai that we had before. You had the Hanos Groinoi. Since you had the Hanos Groinoi, you had the full Kazayas. The Chutzi mit the Chutzi. And this is Rabbi Yochanan who doesn't learn like Rish Lakish, that has to be all the basachas, b'neshima achas, mit agrumisa ze'irta. So he cut it, and then he ate half, and then he ate the other half. So even though the first half he was a kioi, the second half he swallowed, the two mitzdarif, the kizayis. Boy, Rabbi Luzer mit Rabasi, ochel chutzi zayis ve'he kioi, v'chozer v'acholoi mahu. Ay, ay, ay.
Like a caliph.
Guess what? Every kosher animal is a maligera. Maligera means that the food went down to the keres and went back up again. And sometimes two or three times keeps them going up and down. Well, you never noticed because
that's maligera.
When's the last time that you owned a cow? Hopefully, by the time you bought it in the store, it wasn't going up and down anymore. Anyway, so boy Reb Luzer mit Reb Asi. So remember, the halacha that we had until now was Reb Asi speaking in the name of Reb Yochanan, where you had one chutzi zayis vekiyoy, another chutzi zayis, and he swallowed it. Not in both cases he swallowed, but one came up, one didn't. So the yachayiv, you must starve the two together. So now Reb Luzer asked Reb Asi a similar question, but instead of having two chutzi zayisim, the very same chutzi zayis, uchel chutzi zayis vekiyoy, it went down to the stomach, it went back up again. V'chuz v'chol, and he ate it now a second time. Mau. Would you say that it's mitzdarif, and therefore he's over on the isser that he ate? So for Eitimara, what's the shayla l'chayda? Maikami boile. What is he asking? Have the ikul iloy have ikul. Ikul means is it considered digested or not considered digested? What does that mean? Is considered digested or not? Says Rashi, if this is already considered digested because it went down to his stomach, and maybe it stayed there for 5 or 10 minutes, and it got full of gastric juices, and now it's all gor geschmack, and now it comes up again from the mouth, says Rashi, if you hold havi ichu, that it's considered as if it was already digested, then it's pirsha ba'alma. It is no longer roy to call it food, It's like he's eating Nebuch, like eating excrement coming from the other side. Of course, it's not at that madrega yet because it didn't go through the whole digestive system. But if it's considered to be digested, sishenishkafut. As an ishkafut, he eat it the second time. I didn't eat food. The first time I ate a shtikl chaylev. But the time I ate it the second time, so you've been perished. So you've been waste material, digested material, not food. Oh, so l'choy dos nishayla v'sefrekt. That's what the blues is asking. Rabasi, you ate the chutzi zayis v'hikiyoi. So you already had a chance to have those gastric juices. And then you ate it a second time. So you want to know whether it's mitztarif, slachoy, what's the shayla? He have icha, lo have icha. So oy bazoi, so now Rabbi Lozer says to Rabbi Asi, or the Gemara says to Rabbi Lozer, v'tiboy lekezayis. Why is he talking about that he had a chutzi zayis v'kia, and then he re-ate it? If the whole shayla is the gabi ichul, why don't we talk about that he ate a ganze kezayis? And after he finished it, unfortunately, he regurgitated the entire kezayis, and then he ate it a second time. I'm sorry.
And start the question: if he gets once or twice, malchus.
Exactly. Dr. Rashi, tiboy lekezayis ulchay the beis malchus. He should ask the shayla: why did he talk about chutzi zayis? And he spit it up, and then he ate it a second time. Why don't we talk about a ganze kezayis? And the shayla will be legabe with yechayv one time malchus on your first achila, or yechayv two times malchus because he ate it twice. Frey Timur, Mike, if that's the shayla, you have ichel, tiboy lekezayis. Ella Musak Zain Lechoy, the reason why he asked about these two chutzis Aisim, Ella I Busa Groinoi Azlinan, I Busa Meyav Azlinan. That was probably the kavona of Reb Luzer's Shaila that he's asking to Reb Asi. He ate the chutzizayas vehekiyoi. At the time that he ate the chutzizayas, he had Hanuas Guroi. Now, when he ate it a second time, assuming that it still had some time, again he had a Hanuas Guroi. So even though it was the same chutzizayis, but he had two hanois from the same chutzizayis, the first time he ate it, and the second time he ate it,
the
two
the
would be...
same thing twice?
That's the shayla of the Gemara. And he added a little bit of ketchup and mustard, yetz is gishmak. Okay, so do you go busa groine aslinan, and therefore you chayv, because you ate a full kezayis, the two chutzizayis, or do you say busa meyav aslinan? How much landed up in his stomach at the end? Only one chutzizayis. So that's why he's puter. Yep. So Freyti Muriyat, so the Gemara could have asked the same shayla, the gabe, the two, not instead of by chutzigurin, chutzigurin, he could have asked by kezayis. The reason why he asked chutzi and chutzi, some of the reason is, he wanted to know, are you mitztarif the two times that he ate the same chutzizayis? Are you mitzaref and you say I have a kezayis in my mouth and therefore you're chayiv? Or do you say I only have a chutzizayis in my b'nei me'ayim and therefore he's pot? Zukti Mura, the tipshel le midrav asi. Why, if that's the shailen, that's why he asked the case, not by a ganze kezayis, but by a chutzizayis, because he wanted to know whether you're mitzaref, the groinim, the b'nei me'ayim. So that shail I can ask for him, I can be poish from Rav Asi. What did Rav Asi say? Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. Uchel chutzizayis vehekiyoi v'chuzavi uchel chutzizayis acher is chayiv. I don't understand. At the end of the day, he only has a chutzizayis b'meyav. He doesn't have two chutzizayis because one of them he was making. Only one went and landed up in his stomach. So what's the why does he hold chayiv? So why is he now repeating the same shayla again? He ate the chutzizayis vehekiyoi. And he ate it a second time. Isn't that the same as eating a second chutzi zayis? Because in each case, he has hanuas groinoi b'kezayis. We learn it there from that shailam. Everything more, I'll tell you what's going on over here. Rab Asi gomrei i'akrele. Like the Gemara says in other places, the Gabi Rab Yosef, Rab Asi in his later years, unfortunately, he started forgetting his learning. His Talmud or his Chavra was Rab Luza. Reb Luza led Kurei, and Reb Luza wanted to remind Rabbi Kedeng Toch Mat Chamu Gelen Tzazamen from the Gelen to Yeshiva for 20 30 Yotzrik. What Gelen does in Gishmak? So what did he want to be masked? Vachi Kamalei, Lomali Chutzi Zayis Acher. You Reb Asi repeat in the name of Reb Yochanan. Utsa Chutzi Zayis Vekiyah. V'chuz V'yochal Chutzi Zayis Acher is Chayiv. Why do you have to come on to Chutzi Zayis Acher? Lema Mar B'Didei. Let's go and talk about it itself, meaning in the same chutzi zayis. that he was meki and he ate it over again. What's the benefit? Because then I could be poishet two shalas at the same time. Number one, Shaman Mino Duloy Havikl, by the fact that he ate it a second time and you say it's mitzdarif, so you see it's not considered to be pirish ba'alma.
Because then it wouldn't even be anu is groin.
It wouldn't even have anu, it would be gunished. So you see from the Shaman Mino Duloy Havikl, and therefore when he eats it the second time, he's not eating pirish ba'alma, he's eating a nochmul and oichel. The Shaman Mino, you also would learn from that, are in Nena. Because since he ate that same chutizayis twice, and each time he had a nuaz guroin, they're both mitzdarif to a kizayis. So that's why Reb Luz is asking Reb Asi, I want Reb Asi, you should say even a kureser a chiddish, don't talk about a chutizayis veikiyai. And then he ate a second chutizayis, a chutizayis acher, let's talk about eating that very same chutizayis, and then I'll have two aluchas. When Reb Asi said originally, Uchel Chutzi Zayis Vekiv, Uchel Chutzi Zayis Acher, Shema Mino, Nena Groina Bekazayis. To that we learn one halucha. But I still don't know the halucha of Shmei Ikel, or Lav Shmei Ikel. So I have a good idea. Don't talk about that he ate a Chutzi Zayis Acher. Talk about that he re-ate that same Chutzi Zayis a second time. Then you would tell me the halucha of Nena Groina Bekazayis, like you already taught me. Maskin. And then I'd also learn from that the din of Ichel, that loy mikri Ichel, and that's why if you eat it twice, then you taka have the full eating. So tomorrow, Ishtik midi. Reb Asi was stunned by this question, and he didn't know what to answer. Omalei. So now he was presumably feeling a little bit bad about this encounter. So the loser goes and says to Reb Asi, Moifes Adar! Meaning, Gudul Hadar, you're the greatest. Rashi, look at the Rashi in the bottom. Moifes Adar, Gudul Hadar. K'moi Anshi Moifes Heima. Ah! Ah, Gudul Hadar. And therefore, says Reb Luzer, Gudul Hadar, Loizimnan Sagiyan Amres Kami Derbi Oichanan. Don't you remember, on other occasions, we spoke about this Taka case. What was the case of the Chutzi Zayis Ve'ekiyoi? And he re-ate it. V'amalach and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hari nena groinim b'kazayis and your chayav." And then presumably Reb Asi was happy that Reb Luzer returned to him his aveda that he lost, and that he now remembered that yo b'skerech. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Taka said. Hadloch giranosh, hadloch giranosh, hadloch giranosh. Mechem tomorrow we start. Kol abuza uslav asher b'chulav. Have a wonderful day, Zaykizint.